Muchas gracias, Padre Charlie Curry, por sus palabras. Vamos a pedir ahora que tome la palabra el Padre Michael Sheeran, presidente actual de la Asociación de Universidades y Colegios Jesuitas.
Our gathering today is not something that happens alone. All over the United States, to start with, at the 28 Jesuit colleges and universities, there are masses, there are talks on the martyrs, there are art shows, there is the Ignatian Solidarity Network that Father Curry mentioned having its simultaneous meeting this weekend in Washington, mostly for high school and for college students. These are things that are there to remind and to deepen motivation. But some other things are there too that may not be so obvious. This weekend, St. Peter's University in Jersey City opens its new Center for Undocumented Students. The Ignatian Colleagues Program The Ignatian Colleagues Program, which shares the Jesuit vision with now 300 lay colleagues who are faculty and staff, has visited the border at El Paso and is preparing its next trip as we talk. There, those folks come out of regular classrooms and sit and talk with people that they have only read about before, who are on both sides of that troubled border. At Wheeling University, student nurses are preparing again their next trip to Central America, where they can work in clinics and learn how to give the kind of care that people need. And if you take all of our schools, you've got a whole calendar of service trips to Mexico, to Vietnam, to Africa, and to Central and South America to provide medical help, physical therapy, for example. Also, help to people who are learning how to survive in an economy which is much bigger than they have been aware of. All of this is learning how to live that faith that does justice. This is learning the simple truth that to have an education is to have an obligation to make it a better world. We American Jesuits and our lay colleagues owe much of this to the martyrs. Let me be personal for a moment. 25 years ago, I was a middle-aged Jesuit administrator at what was then Regis College in Denver. Our classroom teachers ran the gamut from a Marxist sociologist to a much larger number of devoted advocates of Reaganomics in the Division of Business. There was a consensus that such inclinations represented a normal political spectrum and that the administration of the school, people like me, should refrain from taking sides. Then came the martyrdoms. For all the faculty and staff of my school, but especially for Jesuits, the horror of the killings raised shame that U.S. training and advising made the murders possible. In the discussions of the next few days, it became obvious that our desire for neutrality in political issues was sometimes an excuse for failing to take important moral positions. Along with the other 27 Jesuit universities, we suddenly did become very visible in visiting our members of Congress, in bombarding the newspapers with letters, even in asking some of our more conservative trustees to contact their friends in the new George W. Bush administration to demand honest and thorough exposure of what had been perpetrated. I think personally that the foot dragging that went on in that process of getting exposure opened the eyes of these folks who were true believers in Reaganomics to the reality that there were things going on which they were not aware of. This activism, there's no other word, on U.S. policy was paired with the observation that even as we operate within a network of sovereign nations, we belong to a global movement of striving for a greater good. In the 25 years since that horrible event, American Jesuit schools have never turned back to the sort of objectivity or on political issues that had been their preference. Perhaps because aspects of the UCA murders were pried loose only slowly in those hearings and judicial processes over many years, the matter stayed alive in the consciences of faculty and staff and administrators and trustees. As a result, presidents and deans have become much more comfortable taking positions on issues ranging from the human dignity of undocumented immigrants to universal health care to education of the local and the international poor. New budgeting priorities have opened a range of experiences at our schools, from student engagement in immersion trips to service learning accompanied by reflection and serious conversation about serving Christ, Christ who is hidden in my neighbor in need. Admittedly, we are still far from the role the UCA martyrs played as prophetic proclaimers of the social realities of El Salvador. But we are also a major distance beyond the institutional neutrality on all political matters, which excused us from taking moral stands. For American Jesuit schools, it's been 25 years of slow but real movement in the direction pioneered by the UCA martyrs, as their deaths kept challenging our lives. And as issues arise where moral demands rise above legitimate political policy differences, we have been learning to model for our students the significance of endorsing the legitimate aspirations of those who have no voice, be it the domestic poor or the victims of international lawlessness. On behalf of the 28 Jesuit schools in the U.S., thanks to the martyrs for showing us the way.